It's a pleasure once again to catch up with our techspert. It's Richard Pascoe joining us from talktech.com.au. And Richard, over the past couple of weeks, thousands of people throughout the country have bought the new iPhone 7. But how good are they at looking after their brand new phones? No good.
No, people are actually terrible about that. So you know, 1 in 5 Australians will actually damage it within the first 6 months of owning it. Doesn't matter if you've got an iPhone or an Android phone. We seem to drop everything. So 40% of us drop them in water. We're dropping them in the toilet, or we spill our drinks on them, mainly at the pub, let's say. That's me. 35% watching horror as they slip through our fingers onto the floor, usually on concrete, I've got to say.
Yep.
Pets are responsible for eating 6% of them. Partners smash 11%, kids 11% as well. 18 to 35-year-olds, you're the least trustworthy, with 50% damaging their mobile phone. And if you do get a new phone as well, make sure you get a screen protector on them, because screens on new phones are about 3 times the cost of one that's been out a year.
Hey, Richard, just with dropping phones and cracking them and all that, we had an email from Mary in Scottsdale who wanted to know, are those life-proof cases actually worth it? Because she owns one, but, I mean, it's good for protecting the phone, but she said it's very hard to hear people when you try to call them.
You can either have one or the other. You can either have a phone that gets protected and is not going to...
That you can't use.
Or that you can't use. There should be a way around that. It was Mary, wasn't it? Make sure you haven't got anything covering your microphone and speaker in there. Because you actually might have left a bit of plastic on the inside, so make sure that's come off.
You might as well just throw it into a box and try to talk through it.
You won't damage it.
Well, then it'll be nice and safe in the box, of course. Now, it hasn't been a good week for email accounts, has it? In particular, if you're a Yahoo email address.
You're exactly right. And I actually have been warning about this for months, because when Yahoo were going to sell their email, and people have got Yahoo emails out there, seem to get more spam than anything else. So if you go over to Yahoo, and I've written about this on the website today, and you actually see a little symbol there that says, please reset your password, make sure your account is secure. We need you to do that, because what's happening is your details are now freely available on the internet. That means you've got to actually monitor your bank accounts as well. If you've used that same password elsewhere, make sure that you go along and change that password. And let's quickly run down and say, good password, no visible words, capitalize at least one letter, have a number in the middle of it. And don't tell anybody your password. It's big amongst kids to go along and say a sign of true love is giving somebody your password.
Does your missus know your passwords, mate?
No, God no. She knows very little about me.
Richard, what's the story I heard about Kate Middleton during the week with her email account?
Well, she's claiming she actually got hacked and all of her photos are now leaked onto the internet now. To have this happen, she's had to forget some things. So I doubt that she ever had two-factor authentication turned on. That's where she would have given Apple her mobile phone number, because that means when somebody's tried to access her account, she would have got a message on her phone. And again, security questions on there as well, because she could have had somebody ring up to pretend it's her and go along and said, what's your favourite sporting team, Kate? What's your place of birth? What's your mother's maiden name? Got to say for her, they're all pretty obvious on the internet as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, what would her email address be? kate@royalfamily.co.uk?
Yeah, probably not far off. There's many jokes we could do right now, Leroy, but we'll leave them all alone.
We'll leave all that behind. But what we will do is ask you more questions next Monday, mate. And we can do that via the Drive homepage at lafm.com.au if you've got a question for our tech expert, Richard Pascoe. Richard, before you go, just a footy-related question. This Saturday, who are you supporting in the big dance?
I think the Swans will win, but I would like to see the Bulldogs win.
Oh, we're cut from the same cloth, you and I. That's exactly how I feel.
And I think Jake Stringer might have a big game. If he has a big game, they'll win.
Expert commentary, not just a tech expert, but a sports expert. That's a Richard Pascoe from talktech.com.au.